From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama laid the groundwork Friday for his last year in office, vowing not to fade into the background, but instead to leave it all out on the field. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to combat the Islamic State group.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
The president touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and Asian-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. However, Mr. Obama said several challenges remain, the main one being the growing threat of the Islamic State group and the possibility of lone wolf terror attacks such as the recent massacre in San Bernardino, California. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. Delegates from across the world gathered in New York Friday to discuss the deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the resolution sends a clear message that it's time to stop the killing in Syria. However, the resolution stops short of outlining the future role of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran, which back Assad, have been divided against the West, which supports the rebels fighting the Syrian leader. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to Burundi and given the government in Bujumbura a 4-day deadline to accept the troops. A communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council Friday said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers and police. It authorized the deployment for an initial period of 6 months. The council condemned recent violence in Burundi, including attacks on military barracks in the capital that left a reported 87 people dead last week. Burundi has experienced 8 months of violence and unrest following the announcement that President Pierre Nkurunziza was seeking a third term, a move that his critics say is unconstitutional. The International Organization for Migration said that the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe this year is expected to top the 1 million mark next week. IOM spokesman Joel Milman said that 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast to nearby Greek islands on Wednesday. He said the organization estimates the 1 million mark will be reached by next Tuesday.
These very high flows for December are proving to be what we feared, very lethal, particularly in the eastern Mediterranean, where we counted 706 deaths so far this year. That's 422 since October 16th, so 2 months ago, an average of 7 a day.
The Geneva-based agency said that more than 990,000 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East. About half of those crossing from Turkey to Greece are Syrian. The Vatican says that Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood. Vatican officials said Friday that the pontiff has approved a decree that attributed a miracle to Mother Teresa's intercession. The miracle named in the decree is the inexplicable cure in 2008 of a Brazilian man suffering from brain tumors. The man is said to have been cured after his wife prayed for Mother Teresa's intercession. The youngest rapist convicted of fatally attacking a 23-year-old student in New Delhi 3 years ago is set to walk out of jail after the Delhi High Court ruled that it could not delay his release under current laws. The prisoner, who was only a teenager when the attack took place, is now due to be released on Sunday. The news has prompted an outcry by those who say that he should have faced stiffer punishment for the rape that caused the death of Jyoti Singh. 6 men attacked Singh on a bus on the night of December 16, 2012. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.